Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a judge sentenced Brian Koberger to four consecutive life sentences, questions remain about the motive in the murders of four University of Idaho students. Police have since released a trove of documents from their investigation. ABC's Alex Stone is in Boise.
While they don't know a motive in this and they don't know why these four were targeted, investigators have told us since a gag order has been lifted in the last 24 hours or so, when they've really been able to speak after the sentencing, that they do believe that they were targeted, but they don't know why they were targeted.
A meeting taking place today between Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche and Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend and co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. It's taking place in Tallahassee, Florida, where she's in prison. The Trump administration is facing increasing pressure to release the full files in the Epstein case. Fans of World Wrestling Entertainment legend Hulk Hogan are mourning his death. Police in Clearwater responded to calls of a cardiac arrest today. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Breaking news today, Governor Tony Evers will not seek a third term. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after two terms in office.
For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Evers' time in office marked a clear contrast with his Republican predecessor, Scott Walker, whose signature policy curbed union rights for public employees, especially teachers. And Evers' election in 2018 marked a shift in state politics. Since he took office, there have often been power struggles between Evers and Republicans leading the legislature. Under his tenure, though, Democrats helped secure a liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That led to new legislative maps, which are expected to again shift the balance of power in the legislature in 2026. A Marquette Law School poll last month found 55% of Wisconsin voters did not want Evers to run again, even though 48% still said they approve of the job he's doing. Now, Evers' exit sets the stage for a competitive Democratic primary, and so far that field is wide open. On the Republican side, two candidates are in so far, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Business Executive Bill Berrien. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's back to football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. At the Packers training camp underway, practices open to the public at 10:30 a.m. A new locker room and a new attitude amongst the players, running back Josh Jacobs.
We didn't like how we finished last year. The sense of urgency in this building, in this organization right now is very high. You know, we all trying to hold each other to that standard of what we want to be and what we want to accomplish. And obviously, you know, we went, one game in the North? So for us, man, that's our main focus right now, just trying to be better and improve.
College football, the Badgers holding their media day at the Big Ten Conference in Las Vegas. After finishing 5-7, head coach Luke Fickell says they need to accept their role as the underdog.
A part of that is embracing being an underdog. That's how Wisconsin's gotten to where they are.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win in Seattle. Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, warm, and muggy through the afternoon with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-80s. Tonight, any evening storms wrap up, it turns partly cloudy, lows to the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and again mid-80s. Currently at 77.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about K-12 public education in this state from the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference in Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. Remember Kilmar Obrego-Garcia? He's the guy who was, Maryland resident. He's married to an American citizen. They have a couple of kids. He was arrested by ICE and deported to El Salvador in error, according to the Trump administration attorney, who was fired later for admitting that. But it was a mistake. He was not... all those people who were deported were from Venezuela. By the way, 10 Americans were just released from Venezuela. Apparently, one of them was being held by Venezuela because he'd committed or was charged with 3 grisly murders. I mean, and Trump is like, hey, look at that. We got our guys back. But anyhow, Obrego-Garcia. They sent him to that hellhole prison or concentration camp in El Salvador. And then the judges got involved and they eventually brought him back. And now he's in jail in Tennessee. And yesterday, 2 different judges in virtually simultaneous rulings in this case. One, the judge in Maryland, where he is from, ruled that he has to be released. This was Judge Zinnes in Maryland. And that the case has to be handled as if he had not been improperly sent to El Salvador. And then in Tennessee, where he's being held, Judge Crenshaw writes, and I quote, Obrego should be released under conditions to be set by the magistrate judge, in other words, Judge Zinnes. Crenshaw says the government has failed to prove that Obrego is a flight risk or that he is a danger to the community. Now, I haven't, so between these 2 orders, Obrego should be free now. And I haven't seen confirmation of that. I confess I have not read deeply into the news sites. I check them during the breaks, but mostly for like breaking news. And so I haven't seen if he's actually been released yet. But if ICE wants to detain him, they have to do so in Maryland, and they have to give him adequate due process if they intend to send him to a third country. My guess is that they're shipping him to Maryland, that they're going to detain him there, and come up with some new BS excuse for, you know, because this is all about saving face. One of the lessons, and I write about this in my new book, The Last American President, which is available for pre-order now and wherever you find fine books. But I write, there's a whole chapter about this, about the lessons that Donald Trump as a young man learned from his mentor, Roy Cohn. Never admit that you're wrong. Always go on the attack, and basically always cover up. Eventually you'll win. Eventually the Fuhrer will die away. Distract people, lie to people. If it's done in the service of your needs, it's all good, basically. And that's what we're seeing right now with this Obrego-Garcia thing. The Trump administration made a mistake, and Trump will not admit it. Instead, he'd rather see people tortured, which is exactly what happened, by the way. Meanwhile, Dewey Yap is a young man. He's a retired Army Special Forces officer. And he was deployed to Afghanistan. And when he was there, there was a fellow by the name of Amir, who was an interpreter who worked with him. And Dewey says, this guy became like a son to me. He saved my life several times. And after the war was over, when Joe Biden ended the war in Afghanistan, Amir was brought to the United States and given a green card. And not just asylum and not, you know, a full green card. Okay, you can live here for the rest of your life. And then Trump pulled his green card last week and said, we're going to deport this guy, Amir. We're going to deport him back to Afghanistan. And this Army Special Forces officer, a retired Army Special Forces officer, Dewey Yap, is speaking out. He said it's been a slap in the face, really, to see the programs that were in effect to be taken away. He's talking about the amnesty for Afghan translators who helped our troops. He said Americans should not make a promise with Afghans, and now you're making a problem for them. Then why did you make that promise? This is beyond disgusting. I mean, this is beyond just wrong. Frankly, I'd say it's beyond criminal. That we're doing this, that we're sending this young man back to a certain death in Afghanistan. The Taliban's not going to like him. He worked with Americans. He worked for Americans. Trump doesn't care. He's got brown skin, you know. He's a Muslim. Stephen Miller wants him out of this country. Don't you know this country's only for white Christians? This is just so wrong. Our geeky science for the day, scientists have discovered that there is a sixth sense in the gut that controls how much we eat. There is this new kind of receptor that's part of our nervous system that fires off the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve kind of controls overall whole body, what would you call it, activity? You know, your vagus nerve can just kind of shut you down, relax you. It can, you know, hype you up. So anyhow, these specialized gut cells, and they respond to a protein called flagellin, which is produced by gut bacteria, and which brings us back to the theory that a lot of obesity in the United States is caused, clearly a lot of it is caused by people eating highly processed foods. I mean, that science is solid. But what's the mechanism? Well, it may well be that the highly processed foods are feeding the wrong kind of bacteria in your gut, and that, you know, the bacteria you need in your gut is the bacteria that comes along with unprocessed foods, with, you know, raw fruit and vegetables and grains and just lightly cooked things, not processed foods. And so anyhow, the healthy gut bacteria produce this protein called flagellin, and there are cells in your gut, in your small and large intestine, that sense flagellin and transmit that information to your vagus nerve and say, hey, time to stop eating. I think this is fascinating. In fact, it activates not just the vagus nerve, but it also triggers the release of a hormone in the brain that causes people to stop eating. So not only is this fascinating stuff, but they're thinking, you know, in this age of these drugs, apparently, it even looks like Trump is on one because he's clearly lost some weight in the last year, these GLP-1 drugs, which now they're finding actually reduce inflammation, they reduce your risk of heart attack, they reduce your risk of stroke, even if you're not obese. Some of the websites that offer, you know, online medical services like agelessrx.com are actually offering low-dose GLP-1s to people who are of normal weight because of the health benefits. But anyhow, as we're looking at these GLP-1s and they are dealing with this epidemic of obesity in America, I mean, 60% of Americans are obese or close to it, whereas, you know, 40 years ago, it was like 5 or 10%. I mean, there's just been this explosion of obesity in the last, you know, basically since the Reagan Revolution. And, you know, they're still trying to figure out what's causing all this stuff. But now there's this theory that, or this idea that there may be another way, in addition to the GLP-1s, which, like I said, seem to be pretty good drugs. There might be another way, in addition to these drugs, to deal with this obesity problem in America. And that would be a good thing. I mean, you know, it's cutting people's lives short, and that's not a good thing. So you can solve the problem. God bless you. All right, it's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls for the rest of the hour. What's on your mind today? We'll be right back. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You know, the hardest part about cooking fish or meat is being tethered to a hot stove, you know, sweating, constantly checking and singeing your eyebrows. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. Chef IQ Sense is a brilliantly simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever I'm cooking. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I enter what I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app. I choose how I like it cooked, and Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors when my food will be done. That's it. I'm free to do something else that needs doing. Chef IQ Sense alerts my smartphone when the food is cooked to order and the way I like it, with no more guessing. This is the world's smartest, easy-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And great news, they've just announced a flash sale, 15% off. Go to chefiq.com, C-H-E-F-I-Q.com right now, and I can get you 15% off during their flash sale. Be your own grill master with chefiq.com. And use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 15% off. Again, that's chefiq.com. And the promo code for 15% off is TOM, T-H-O-M.
By the ankle, smashing down the people's door. No law, law, no warrant, just the silence of the bought. This is how a nation crumbles, not with battles, but with fear they taught. The gavel's been replaced with guns, the bench is just a stage, and every whisper of dissent is locked inside a cage. Raise your waving hollow winds, but justice stands alone.
Leaders 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Is it Bama or Bama in Prattville, Bama. Alabama? Bama. Hey, Bama, what's up?
Bama. Hey, Tom. I was listening to the first hour of the show, and one of the last callers had talked about some stuff in Alabama, going back to the Doug Jones, Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was sad because, you know, Doug Jones literally won by 1 point, and it was so it was like we were down to the wire on that one. Mm. But it's
sad. And he was a damn good senator for it.
Oh, absolutely, he was. Absolutely. I would love to have somebody like him come back. But, you know, the reason I wanted to call is just, and this is more for your Alabama listeners than anybody, but just to let folks know there's things going on out there. There are people organizing. They're getting together. They're forming groups. Just in the last few months, the Democratic Socialists of America had started a River Region DSA, and they are getting out there on the streets. They're doing street solidarity. They're passing out literature. They're informing our citizens of their rights. They are doing so much great work. Autauga County and Bibb County became the last two counties in our state to form a Democratic Party. Reed Freely is out there fighting censorship. There are so many groups out there. Get online. I don't care where you live, whether you're in Andalusia or Zebulon. Mm-hmm. There are places in Alabama where you can find people. You might have to look a little hard, but even in Prattville, places like Ozark, folks are getting together because they're tired of it. And another thing, right now, the Republican Party is going through a schism. You've got the MAGA crowd and the traditional, I guess, I don't even know what to call them, maybe Reagan Republicans.
Yeah, or Romney Republicans.
Or whatever, yeah. The traditionalist ones. I mean, there is a schism going on, and there are some people that we can reach out to. You have to be discerning. Maybe ask them a question like, you know, what do you think of, you know, there's phrases is what I'm getting at.
No,
you
I
know,
get
that you,
I totally
you
get
can't
it.
Talk to.
Well, and in fact,
but
you
there
know,
are some.
Yeah, if you've been listening to this program for years, if some people have, you know that there's a lot of our regular callers now started out as Republicans who called up to argue with me.
And I started as a libertarian 15 or 16 years ago.
There you go.
I know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
And before that, I was raised in an extreme right-wing environment, very much a white nationalist is how I grew up. And it was only when I moved out and joined the military that I was ever that was the first time I got outside of my little box here in Alabama and started meeting people. And that's when my ideas started to change. And actually, my father-in-law told me about your program, gosh, probably 18 years ago or so now.
Wow.
And when I started listening to it, and I would call in, and you and I had a few reasonable disagreements, and then I started seeing and started learning. And honestly, for me, learning my family's history and realizing that everything I thought I knew was a lie.
Mm,
and it was getting out there and getting educated. But don't lose hope everywhere. I don't care where you're at. There's somebody around you that's just as fed up as you are. And if there's just two of you, start you a group with two people.
I think you're right, Bama. There's an awakening happening in America, and I'm very hopeful. Bama, thank you so much. It's so nice to hear from you, and I look forward to future conversations. Thanks for the call. Chris in Santa Clara, California. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks, Tom. I wanted to talk briefly about Senator Sanders' health care for all bill, which I think in concept many of us are, you know, certainly supportive of. But, you know, I think you may be really the one person in the entire United States who could get Bernie to really discuss the portion of the bill, the actual written legislation, sections 106 and 107, that would effectively make it illegal for somebody who is an underdocumented person who's married to a U.S. citizen or to somebody who's, you know, permanent resident and has maybe coverage through their employer. It would make it illegal for that person to continue to receive health coverage. And, you know, I live in Santa Clara, you know, Rose, my congress member.
In other words, this is a program only for citizens.
So you know,
no, I didn't mean that as a joke. I'm just trying to clarify.
Yeah, and it's not just that it's only for citizens. It's that it would mean the actual language says it would be unlawful for an employer to offer benefits, and specifically says to any dependent that duplicates what's offered under the Medicare for All, and. You know, it's always made it, you know, for me, you know, I'm a strong Democrat, actively involved, decades.
What we need right now is an honest national conversation about this sort of thing. I mean, long before we get to picking nits on, you know, Section 106 of Bernie's bill, we need to be talking about the larger issue about why is, you know, of the 34 fully developed countries in the world that are members of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD countries, why is it that we're the only one that doesn't have a national health care system? When did we become the village idiots? Chris, thanks for the call. Let's start there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we celebrate democracy and what can make it stronger, what reforms are needed. I got all-star guests for the entire show. This is going to be a special one, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
There are more than 180,000 lawsuits filed across the country, including Wisconsin, claiming that the weed killer Roundup caused cancer. But lawmakers in several states are considering bills to protect the product from liability. Terry Barr has more.
Two states signed a law this month to shield Bayer, that's the owner of Roundup, from being sued. A similar bill is being discussed in six other states, while Wisconsin legislators haven't yet made a move. It's why one state farmer is speaking out now. Hans Breitenmoser of Lincoln County believes Bayer's lobbying is part of a growing problem, the use of corporate money to influence state agriculture policy.
But I do feel like it's totally overused at this point. But beyond that, this issue has, in my estimation, as much to do with big companies being able to write the rules to keep themselves protected as it does with this particular herbicide.
Breitenmoser would like to see truth in labeling with a warning about potential health issues on Roundup packaging. More than 90% of the corn and soybean crops in the state are still treated with some type of a weed killer.
Governor Tony Evers ordered flags to be flown at half-staff today in honor of a Van Dyne firefighter who died due to complications from an injury sustained in the line of duty. Safety officer, firefighter, and emergency medical responder Amy Sue Lee served the Van Dyne Fire Department for 14 years. She served on the EAA medical team for 11 years and the Life Fest medical team for 10. She passed away July 14th at 61 years old. Services are being held this evening in Oshkosh.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, warm, and muggy through the afternoon with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-80s. Tonight, any evening storms wrap up, it turns partly cloudy, lows to the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and again mid-80s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, free ticket Friday, a four-pack of tickets up for grabs for the hottest team in baseball. And Dan Schaefer is going to help us recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com. And to get that 37% off, be sure to include the slash Tom at the end. Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. Vibrance.com/Tom.
He sits on a throne of splinters and lies, gold on the surface but rot underneath, preaching power while hiding his cries, selling boys poison, calling it belief. Glory wrapped in grievance, strength forged in fear. You call this manhood, it's control dressed as tears.
This is the manhood trap.
Scroll and obey the prophets of rage. Tate's in your ear, Trump's on the stage. Tradwives cry.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mike in Elyria, California. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Excuse me, Ohio, Elyria, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Can I do my version of the Trump weave?
Sure. Go for it.
What is Mike Johnson a part of? The evangelical mountain or something or other.
Yeah, the Seven Mountain Movement.
Yeah. I was reading old Time magazine maybe last month, and it was Peter Thiel. He has like 36 or 40 entanglements in the government right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where he
owns Palantir, which is the big intelligence company.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I was watching YouTube, a guy called Dave Farina, Professor Dave, mm-hmm. and like Eric Weinstein, anti-vaxxers, and the Discovery Channel, the anti-creation people or the creation people, are all financed by this guy, Peter. So that's my weave. So I hope I made sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's a pretty good weave, Mike. I can't vouch for any of it, but.
Well, look at Time magazine from last month.
I'll do that.
You'll look at it.
Sounds like a plan. And Peter Thiel, of course, is the guy who made J.D. Vance. I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of came out of obscurity and made him senator. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Mike, thanks a lot. Mary in Aurora, Colorado. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. What is on my mind is, one, I'd like to add on to what Bonna said, and your caller who was talking about violence in our protests, I just had a call about that because I wish he would, if he's serious, which I have my doubts, but I wish he would join one of our protests and see who drives by, who spews amazing amounts of vitriol, who is hateful, who is vulgar, and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be encouraging because, like Bama was saying, we are out there. Mm-hmm. And last week I managed to get in 6 protests. Tomorrow we're doing a big one in Southern Colorado against these concentration camps. Mm-hmm. There's a little town called Balsenberg, and we're showing up. Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage people to please go, carry your signs in your car, look online and find the places that list protests, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because, you know, it's about love, and we have to care about each other. We have to stand with each other. And to do that, we need you. I don't know how to encourage people to get out, because there is no other hero coming.
Yeah, I think you just did there. And a lot of people heard you.
The other idea I have is to always contact your local papers and post all your protests on social media so people can see that we're really there.
There you go. Well said. Mary, thank you. Thank you for an inspirational call. I appreciate it. Jan in Claghorn, Wisconsin. Hey, Jan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First of all, I got to think, if it wasn't for you and John Stewart, I would be going insane right about now.
Well, that's good company to be in. Thank you.
I've got two questions for you. Mm-hmm. My first one is, I feel like I'm living in a mass delusion. My family are all Trump, and I'm not, mm-hmm. and it's bizarre. So I was wondering, has anything like this ever happened in history? And if so, how did they resolve it?
Well, let me deal with that one first, okay? There's a couple of things. We went through this in the 50s with the House Un-American Activities Committee and the blacklists and the, you know, the Hollywood purges and the, you know, Joseph McCarthy and his rants about people. And, you know, there was a heavy dose of anti-Semitism and racism built in there, as well as just, you know, the typical right-wing lies. And then we also went through this in the 1840s and 50s in the South, when the oligarchs rose up in the South and took over the South and ended democracy. But, you know, by 1850, there was no more democracy in the Southern states and in what became the Confederate States. And, you know, it was just pure oligarchy. It was run by you know, in the neighborhood of around 1,000 very wealthy families all across the Southern region. And we fought a bloody civil war to end that oligarchy. So, yeah, we've been through this a couple times.
But their resolution for one of them was civil war, huh?
Sadly, yeah. Tragically.
Yeah. My next question, is there such a thing as a national referendum where, like, Citizens United and Dobbs could be put to a referendum to the people?
No. No, the closest we get to that is simply our national election, so the presidential election. That is arguably a national referendum, but that's it. There is no provision in the Constitution for direct democracy, essentially, for the citizens to change things. Everything is representative democracy.
Worth a try.
Yeah, good shot. Jan, thanks for the call. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thank you.
Hey, Gary.
Thank you. I see another impeachment inquiry coming next year. As we approach the congressional, another election, I see another very possible impeachment inquiry coming.
I don't think the Republicans will do that. I think it'll happen the year after. The year after, if Democrats take back the House. But
That's what I'm saying. Next year,
you're
after
talking about
the election,
27.
Prior to 27.
Well, the new Congress doesn't get sworn in until January, the first week of January.
That's true. Okay. But I do think it's a possibility.
I think it's a probability.
All right. I didn't want to say it. You said it. I'm glad you did.
Well, he's committed so many obvious crimes.
I know it. Thank you. Doesn't this remind you of Watergate in a lot of ways?
Well, it's the cover-up being worse than the crime, and the president trying to cover up the cover-up and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, around Epstein. Sadly, you know, we're all talking about a sex scandal. I mean, I get it. It's a terrible thing, and there's, you know, real victims and all that sort of stuff. But
the
damage that he has done to our democracy, I think, is an order of magnitude larger crime than the damage he did to or is alleged to have done to, you know, a few hundred girls. And that's not to minimize rape or the assault of these young women. But taking an entire nation of 350 million people and destroying their form of government and I, you know, shutting down USAID, so an estimated 10 million people, and mostly in Africa, are going to die now. He just shut down PEPFAR, the program, the anti-AIDS program that has saved millions and millions of lives in Africa, largely in Africa, that George W. Bush put together. I mean, this guy has...
Great point.
This guy has just destroyed, done so much damage. Yeah. And killed people. I mean, it's killing people. And then he let half a million people die from COVID, too. That's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. What about that we forgot about in the assault on our Capitol?
Yep.
But also what he has done in reality is what's very disturbing, and I put it this way. He has developed this catch-me-if-you-can type philosophy in our culture.
Yeah.
Catch me if you can.
Yeah.
And we have a responsibility. Us, me, you, I'm talking to the choir, I know. All across this land, people have just called up the organizing and everything. But in the end, it's gonna be us if we want to change things.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, that's our form of government, is we the people. The first three words of the Declaration and the Constitution. So, yeah.
The rule of law. Rule of law. Thank you.
Gary, thank you. Yeah, greed has no heart. Good talking to you, Gary. We'll be back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back. Stick around. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night, and he said CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAW is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW, that's happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market, sip, shop, sing, every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good, July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Your next favorite read isn't that far away. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Saturday, July 26th, from 10 until 3, it's the Art Garage's Summer Reads Book Fair, where you get to meet authors, explore regional publications, and celebrate a large amount of literary works and genres. The best part is this is free and completely open to the public. So if you're looking for more ways to be involved other than just attending, head to wgbw.fm and click events.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Vallejo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Where threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, they've come out with a brand new deodorant that doesn't work the way all the other ones do. It doesn't just cover up odors and like that. This actually prevents them from forming because it's powered by mandelic acid, which is, safe for you. It's safe for your whole entire body, but it just prevents odors from forming anywhere on your body. Now, it's pH optimized, capable of blocking odors even before they start. It was developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. I have tried it out. It works. This stuff works. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. I can get you 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com, and when you check out, use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off site-wide. Shopmando.com.
There's poison in the sky and silence on the floor. The rich men smile while the children
9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Jordan in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Jordan. Thanks for listening to WMDX. What's up?
Hey, thank you very much, Tom. I wanted to make a couple of comments about the topic you were discussing earlier about the spate of obesity since about the Reagan era.
Sure, no problem. Just get your mouth a little closer to the microphone, would you, Jordan?
Sorry, hang on just a second. Let me switch here.
You can keep it on speaker. Just put the microphone next to your mouth. That's all it takes. What's
okay.
On? So keep
this
going.
This any better?
Yeah, hell of a lot better. So what's up?
Okay. I wanted to make a couple of comments about the obesity epidemic that we're living through right now. Mm-hmm. I actually have a lot of insight into this because I actually had to...
What happened? Jordan just vanished. Okay, Jordan, you're back on the air. I don't know what happened there.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can, yeah. That was weird.
Okay, great. Yeah. A couple of years ago, I actually had to go through bariatric surgery to help me on my weight loss journey.
Yeah, a good friend of mine did that too, David Bender. And it helped him out tremendously.
It really did. And it's a significantly drastic step to take, but... Mm-hmm. Part of the reason I put on so much weight in the past few years is because of some of the medications that I'm on. They actually changed my metabolism on a fundamental level and made it very difficult to lose weight on my own just through diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. And another issue besides the medications that are currently on the market changing metabolism is the fact that so much of the American diet is, ultra processed foods that are easily available and easy to make because, so many families don't have the time or energy to do whole food cooking these days.
Yeah, so let's pop it in the microwave. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly. And the last thing is, it's just incredible how much more expensive Whole Foods, fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh meats and everything. It's heartbreaking how much it costs, especially when so much of the American public is living hand to mouth.
Well, and worse than that, I have been on Native American on Indian reservations where the stores literally have nothing but, or virtually nothing but, this ultra processed food. I've been in poor neighborhoods in big cities where it's the same deal. These are called food deserts, and these are the result of decisions that we make as a country that we allow this kind of stuff, Jordan.
It's a significant social, societal level problem.
I agree.
And yes, there's stuff we can do at the local level, but it's got to start from the top down in order to make any significant difference.
Yeah, it's also an economic and political problem at the end of the day. I'm with you.
It
Jordan,
is.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing some,
Thank you, Tom.
Some thoughtful common sense here to the discussion. Appreciate the call. Mary in Bothell, Washington. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
It appears to me with this Epstein thing and to Miss Maxwell, of course, he's terrified of what he thought, what comes out. But why aren't people talking to the women involved?
Because the women can implicate the wealthy men who are guilty, and those wealthy men have considerable wealth and power. And I think people in the press are a little worried about that.
Well, I know, but, those young women were seriously abused.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
There were a lot of them.
Yep. Apparently over 1,000, according to some press reports.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, what a merry-go-round he had going, didn't
yep.
he?
Yeah.
In the meantime, Mr. Littlehands is losing his mind
yep.
about what's going to come out.
Yep.
And
all right, Mary, you can't use language like that on the air. I've got to dump you. Catherine in Chicago. Catherine, I have 30 seconds, I think, maybe. You got a quick one?
I'll try to make it as condensed as I can. Sex is a strange topic that's kind of twisted all over the world, but it's an intimate thing. So the question that Republicans and MAGA need to be asked point blank at every opportunity, especially with this Epstein thing going on now, is why is rape and child rape okay? Because it screams.
I've got to end it there, Catherine. I'm sorry I'm out of time, but I agree with you. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thanks for sharing the good word about our program with friends and neighbors and whatnot, and for all your calls and everything else. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag your head. Have a great afternoon, and I will catch up with you tomorrow. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hopes for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal on hold again. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff was sent to the region for talks in Qatar this week. It comes as aid groups in Gaza are warning of severe starvation. ABC's Patrick Reeval has more.
Steve Witkoff saying that the U.S. is recalling its negotiating team from Doha, where these talks have been taking place, and he's blaming Hamas, saying that their latest response shows a lack of desire for a ceasefire. He also accuses them of lacking coordination and not appearing to be negotiating in good faith.
In Florida, the second highest ranking official at the Justice Department, Todd Blanche, who was a personal attorney for Donald Trump, is meeting with Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Glenn Maxwell, today. She's serving 20 years for sex trafficking girls and women for Epstein. Wrestling legend Hulk Hogan has died. The iconic performer helped expand world wrestling entertainment in the 1980s. Hulk Hogan was 71. This is ABC News.